be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem, Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and asserted from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage, and then opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I went fly fishing one evening with my friend in his boat. When it got real dark, my friend says, "Let's get back to the harbor. You take the wheel." So I drive, so light in the distance. So I beamed right on it and headed right toward it and got to the harbor and tied up the boat. And I got on the deck and I was looking around at the, trying to find the red flashing light. And I said to my friend, "Where did it go?" It was just, we followed it in. He says, "Oh, it's across the street. It's the package store has an open sign that flashes red." He says, "Yeah, one time they closed early because it was a holiday. I had a heck of a time finding the harbor." And I thought about that afterwards, and I said, "Yeah, I wonder if that guy that owns that store has any idea how many boats he's guided into the harbor with his little sign outside." That's light. A small little light in the darkness is a guide. It's always a guide. You know, Titus was a friend of St. Paul, and Titus was a pastor, an inexperienced pastor with a few parishes in Crete. Crete is a big island south of Greece. Now the Cretans, the natives there, they really were drawn to Christianity. I mean, they really liked hearing the stories about Jesus. They liked getting together for the Eucharist. They liked the idea that the fact that suffering has merit. And who doesn't appreciate and like to have access to eternal life? But the problem with the Cretans was that they kept going back to their old pagan lifestyle. I mean, you know how it is. You go to church on Sunday and you get direction, you figure things out, and then Monday all the wheels fall off. So Titus tried to fix the problem by preaching to them, by arguing with them, by yelling at them. You can fix the whole problem. You just have to live Christ's life. You see, the Cretans, they heard about Jesus, but they've never seen Jesus. They've never seen him before. You have to be that Christ to them. Be that small little light in the pagan darkness, and you'll guide them. You know, we're in the world, and the world is can be tough. It can be hard. It can be difficult, and it's dark. But see, that's good for us. That's good because we're light. We live Christ's light. All it takes is a small little light in the darkness. And it always gives guidance. You know, and if we do that, if we are the light in the world, no matter how small we might be, we may never know how many boats that we'll lead into the harbor.